one accusation that can't be levelled at the American legal industry, it's the accusation of being staid. The latest evidence of their showmanship and ingenuity comes from a New York lawyer called Carl Person, whose client wants to sue a major company for allegedly stealing an idea for a board game. Client's problem is that he's got no money, but Mr. Person believes he has a way around it. He's offered on the New York Stock Exchange shares in the court case, which, if it's successful when it comes up next month, could net him and his client $32 million. When Gavin Scott spoke to Mr. Person on the line from New York, he asked him exactly what he was offering to the investors.
I offered something that was a little bit unusual because I wanted to ward off criticism. I offered a guarantee that they could lose no money. That is, I offered them their money back at any time on 7 days' notice, and if we won, they would not only get their money back, but they would get a 25% return compounded annually, unreduced by taxes, and that would be their plus for putting up the money. All I was going to do was use the interest and keep the money invested in short-term U.S. government bonds and use the interest to finance the lawsuit, which would have produced about $30,000 a year.
Now, how did the public react to this unusual offer?
The public predictably reacted by not buying even one share.
That's rather a pity. Why was that, do you think?
Well, in the United States, securities are never bought by investors. They're rammed down the investors' throats. And you need an organization skilled in selling stocks which can do that. So I tried going to these brokerage firms, which are skilled in selling stocks, to raise money. And they would not finance it. They told me the reason is they were afraid of alienating their customers, many of whom are connected with the large companies. And since my suit is against a large company, that and the financing, therefore, would be anti-big business, and they might run the risk of losing good business contacts.
So you're trying even more unorthodox methods of raising money for this particular case, are you not?
Right. Now I'm saying, well, this is just the beginning. I'm okay from a legal standpoint. Now the problem is strictly a business problem, and I'm seeking to raise capital in the United States, a very small amount, comparatively speaking, to finance a brokerage firm which will go into competition with the people who would not raise money for me. And I would call it the Lawsuit Securities Company, and I would specialize in financing lawsuits as well as Broadway plays, and I'm actually conducting a play now I'm putting on a play to go up on Broadway shortly. So I have similar financing problems for lawsuits as well as Broadway plays.
Can I just clarify there? You're putting on a play on Broadway in order to raise money to set up a brokerage firm to sell the shares to raise money to prosecute Parkers for stealing this game.
You know, the truth of it is that really is the way it works, that I don't mind using one activity to help finance another. Basically, everything I do is interrelated. And by going into an unregulated business such as putting on or producing a Broadway play, I can develop revenues of about $200,000 a week if the play is successful. And that's more than enough to finance an awful lot of brokerage firms.
What if the play flops?
That's unlikely. It's a terrific play. It's a musical comedy, and it's called the world's first country western women's lib musical comedy. It's a sure hit.
And if the play works and the brokerage firm works and you sell the shares and you prosecute Parkers successfully, what then?
What I will do is to finance more lawsuits and basically be able to enforce the antitrust laws so that small business will prosper. I'm very much small business oriented. I feel everyone should be in small business. The public will benefit by getting ripped off less, and the consumer will benefit by having a stronger enforcement of law, which will cut down monopolistic profits. It'll reduce inflation and cause a far greater amount of opportunity. This is the ultimate result that I expect.
The enterprising Mr. Carl Person. I'm sorry we weren't able to bring you the interview with Sir Freddie Laker, but I promise you can hear that in the PM program at 5 o'clock.